Shabbos Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah. So we have to, of course, the minhag is to tie in Miketz to Chanukah. So there are many ways of doing it. And always, every year, you have to have another remez, another idea. So let's see. It says it's our Miketz Nasayim Yomim, Ufaroch Oleim, Vine Omed Al Yor. Vine Mene Yor Lo Sheva Paros, Yifos Mare, Uvrios Bosov, Atirena Ba'och. So you have these nice poros, fat, and they were in the field, in the ochu. And Rashi says, the agam. And then it says, Vine Sheva Paros, Acheros Ochlos, Vine Mene Yor, Raos Mare, the Dakos Bosor, but it's interesting, it doesn't mention that the word ochu there. In other words, it only says they were both in the ochu. So it could have said the Sheva Paros Acharos Aleihem was, it could have said that both of them were Ba'achu, because they were. But the way the Torah phrases it is the good Paros were Ba'achu, and then the other ones were standing next to them, which presumably means Ba'achu, but they could have just said they were in the Achu, there were these two Paros. But it's interesting, as we'll see, the Shem Yishmuel points out, that the word Achu was specifically put by the Paros HaYachos. And the word Achu was not put in the mention of the Paros HaRos. And then, that's one point he wants to clarify. And then there was another dream on page 3, Pasuk Hei. Vayishan vaycholom shaynis v'yinei sheva shibulim olos Bikone Echad. Right, there was seven shibolim in one stalk. Riosu Tobos. And then you had Sheva Shibolim, Dakosu Shnos Kodim, Tzomchos Achareyan, which presumably was also in the same Kone. But it doesn't use the word Kone Echad, only by the good ones. So that's the Shem Yishmuel. Take a look on page 16. He says, "Uparuch olam inein ol menayor." Says the Shem Yishmuel, "Yeish ledakte glava lo nema b'paros haros nami raos ba'achu." Why didn't by it say by the paros raos that there were in the field? Only said it by the Tovos, and then, of course, the Paros HaRos were Ba'achu, because they were standing there next to it. But it never used the word Achu in the context of the Ros. Chaim b'chalom ha-shibolim, the Tovos k'siv, olos b'kone echad, u'v'ros lo never b'kone echad. So these are his two ha'aris of the Shem Yishmuel. So he says, "Inay, the name is Zorah Kodesh. That Tovus hay misitra the kedusha, Varos misitra the mesava." In other words, the Tovus come, sitra the kedusha means from the side of kedusha. That's where the good ones are coming from, and the Rose are from misitra the mesava. Sava means tumma, from the side of tumma. When it comes to Kedusha, everything of Kedusha is united together, because it's all Kedusha. And therefore, the Paros HaTovos coming from the side of Kedusha, so then it says the word Ochu, because Ochu, besides just meaning a field, Loshen Achvasa, meaning, which is what? What? Brotherhood. Brotherhood. Togetherness. Do Ashtach Bahu Peruda. There's no period. Olos Bekona Echad, and that's why it says Bekona Echad. Because Bekedusha, it's all Kona Echad. So that's why by the good things, it says Achu, which is Lashon Achvasa, and it also says Bekona Echad. But things of Tumah, the Sitra to Tumah, so when it comes to Tumah, there's no Achdus in Tumah. Because Tumah is all types of, because Kedusha is all focused at one core. They're all tied into that one core of Kedusha. Tumah is many types of Tumah. There's many different things. There's no one thing that's uniting it together, because every part of Tumah, all types of, all different taivas and different things, it's all parod. So Mela, it can't say the Lashon of Achu when it comes to the things of Tumah, and it can't say the Lashon Bekana Echad when it comes to the things of Tumah. So Mela, he explains like this. When it comes to the Chartumim, they weren't able to be Poter the Chalom. B'zei Yuvan, Lama HaChartumim Lo Motzu HaPitorah. The B'vadei Chachomim HaYukul Lashon HaTorah. In other words, the Chartumim were professionals. They were big Bekiyim. So why couldn't they interpret the dream? And they tried. So he says, the point is, because the Chartumim, even though they had a lot of chokhmah and a lot of wisdom, but you can have somebody with wisdom but who doesn't have Kedusha to them, who can't see into Kedusha. So if the whole point of the dream is that there's going to be two sides, the side of Tumah and the side of Kedusha, the famine that's coming from the Tumah, that, so they can't be able to see that. Because they gave dreams that they're going to be seven daughters and they're going to all die, and said, you know, but to give a dream of two separate things happening, one from Tzad HaKedusha and one Tzad HaTumah, so only somebody who has the ability to see, in other words, everyone can see Tumah, but to see Kedusha, you have to be on a certain level. And the Chartumim weren't on that level, so the Mela, anything they interpreted could only be within one thing, meaning somebody living and dying, but they didn't have that ability. And the whole point of the dream is that there's going to be a Tzad Kedusha and a Tzad Tumah, and you have to be able to see that distinction. As we know, the famous Yerushalmi that he quotes, take a look, there's a famous Yerushalmi on page 13. Yerushalmi says that we say Havdalah, where do we say Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei? In the bracha of Atachonim. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Shmuel Omer bracha revius. I'm reviewing on my very bracha v'achakam mavdil. And then the Gemara says, Timihani hech bidlu chonen adas b'shabbos. Im ein deya tfila minayin. Im ein deya havdola minayin. Because that's why we say, Atachonotanu in the bracha of Atachonim, because Deya is the ability to be able to make Havdalah, to say that these two things, this is Kedusha and this is not Kedusha, and you have to have that. And that's what the famous Medrash Rabba says, the bracha of Ayikra Moshe V'edam Mikan Amru Kol Tanchachem She'ein Bo Deya Nevela Tova Heimenu. That's the famous Talmud Chacham that doesn't have Deya, and the veil is Tova Heimenu. So that's what the Shem Yishmuel says, that he continues, that a person who has Kedusha in him is able to Mavdil. He has that Deya. You have to have the Madrega. He might be learned, but he doesn't have the Kedusha, and the Chatumim, they were Chachamim, but they didn't have Kedusha to them, so they didn't have that ability to be Mavdil. They didn't have the ability to be Mavdil. And that's, Reb Osai, is the Yisod of life. The Yisod of life is, there are going to be a lot of things we're confronted with in life. And a lot of things, this seems good, that seems good, but a person goes, learns Torah, has a life in hopefully in yeshiva with a proper chinuch. So the ultimate goal, one of the ultimate goals, is to be able to say, this thing, it looks kosher, but it's tumah. It's tumah. And this thing that is kedusha. Because in the world today, in the secular world, in the world today, so they don't have that Havana. In other words, because people have different ideas of what's proper, what's not proper, and then, you know, you have the press. Today you don't even need the press. Everyone can say their shita, you know, you can put it online. Everyone has a platform today. But only if you're steeped in Torah, you have that daya to say this idea, or these ideas that are being espoused, are really tumma. And even though it looks that it's like good, and that's, but if you, to be able to know what's a kosher source and what's not a kosher source, what's kedusha, what's tumma. And that's the Talmud Chacham Sheish Bo Deya. And that's im ein deya havdol binayin. There's be able to see Shabbos, feel the kedusha of Shabbos, and realize that that's kedusha, and other things that are not kedusha, and be able to have that sensitivity to know what's kadosh and what's part of our Mesorah and what's not. And that's what the famous Medrash on page 15 that the Shem Yishmuel quotes. Malkam Sarah Bagoyim ain't Torah. Im yomu lecha adam yesh chokhba bagoyim tamid. Hadol siv avadi. But yesh Torah bagoyim al tamid. Well, there can be chokhba. There can be wisdom. But the wisdom doesn't necessarily mean it's kadosh. There's kedusha to it. So the goyim don't have. That's why the Chartumim couldn't chop the dream, because the dream was saying there are going to be two things coming from a shefa of tuma, one a shefa of kedusha. One is achu, achvasa. One is kana echad, and the other one is not. It's pirud, and one they're coming from different sources. And especially in the day, in our day and age, that, you know, the world is open to different things, and people are open to different ideas. And we have to realize that not everything is kedusha. Some things is coming from the tzad hatuma. And sometimes you need an etza from somebody who's steeped in kedusha to understand, because it looks good. This looks good. This looks good. Or is this really a secular idea, and it's not really part of kedusha? And that's tricky. So what's the idea of Osei? So how does it tie into Chanukah? Because Chanukah is all about Or, light. And so look on page 19. Vayikra Elokim, this is what we've been talking about the whole year. Vayikra Elokim l'Or Yoyim. V'chosh Karolai, v'yerev v'yivoke yom yachad. So let me ask you a question. What does the word boker mean? So look in the Eben Ezra, on the third line. Boker hefech erev. Sheichol odom levaker binos hatsuros. In other words, right, boker means levaker, it means to distinguish. I can distinguish between things. What can I distinguish between things in this life? When it's dark, I can't distinguish between things. Vayerev vayivoker yom echad. Levaker means be able to give it like a bikorot, you know, a critique. What's a critique? You critique. You say this is right and this is wrong. You can critique it because you could see the difference. So there's physical light and there's spiritual light. As what does the pasuk say at Tehillim? Acha Sha'al, page 20-21. Acha Sha'al di Beis Hashem Osa Avakesh. Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. Lachazu Osu V'Noam Hashem U'Levaker Beheicholo. What does it mean, Levaker Beheicholo? So look at Rashi. What do you do in a Beis Medrash? So one pshat, he says, they rose Shal B'chol Boker Boker. Levaker Beheicholo means to come to the Beis Medrash every morning. Kach Pirish Donash. Menachem Chimurim Lo Yivakeh Beitov L'Rach. Yivakeh Beicholo means that the Beis Medrash is the place where you're going to be able to differentiate between things. You're going to be able to say this is Kaddush and this is not Kaddush. This is a secular idea. This is treif. This is not called Tosher. But you need what? You need or for that. Rav Shechter wrote in his Eretz HaTzvi, in his Haktamah, on page 25-26, that we have a concept of Koshek. And the way he writes here is in the bottom paragraph. He named it a short Koshek, Shema'atman or Docha Harbem Mechoshek. Whereas the more ore you have, that's dochet the choshech. So the Mela, and he's referring here to the ore of Torah, etc. So the riboy of ore of Torah is what's going to give us the ability to push away the choshech, to be able to see clarity. Or else, as Rav Shechter points out, it's Or v'choshech mishtamshim birbuvia. It's like Bein HaShmashos, people say. It's Or, it's Choshech, it's both. So if you don't have enough Or, so that he writes here, Rav Shechter, page 25, second paragraph at the bottom. Meaning that the Aros HaTorah should discover across, ki ner mitzvah Torah Or. The pasuk of Tehillim, Ner l'ragli d'varechav or l'sifosi. He says, "Kani maskil b'divrei Torah ma'at ani maskil mehem. Shani nechsem sochel sh'orim arbe niftachem li. Chilus limudo shal odam divrei Torah is like a ner. It's like a candle. But as you continue, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And as Rav Shechter always points out, the idea of that if there's not enough light, it's Or v'choshech mishtamshim birbuvia. But that's what Chanukah is about, because we have the famous Netziv on page 22. He says there are two kelim in the Mikdash that represent Torah. There's the Aron and the Menorah. The Aron is Toshem Chsav with the Luchos, and the Menorah is Toshem Alpeh. And that's Meir. And that's, to have the Menorah is meaning we have the ability to bring Or into our lives. And when you have Or in your life, you can see what's going on. Is this a Torah value? In other words, and a person who's older, was involved in Torah many more years, Be'ez Hashem, if he was, in real Torah, Al Pi Emes, then he has just a greater insight, because there's so much Or, so much more Or, so much more ability. Levakir Beheicholo. Levakir means to discern. Discerning between Kodesh and Chol. Discerning between Tomei and Tohar. Because on a superficial level, it all looks good or it all looks bad. But the Chacham is the one Sheyesh Bodeya. He has the ability to say, you know, not in an arrogant way, but there's certain things in the world, not every shita out there in the world that people profess today. I mean, is a world today of openness, and everyone has an opinion about all the topics of the world, you know. But we have to make sure, someone said, that it's coming from a Torah perspective. And the more Torah, as Rav Shachter pointed out, the more Torah we learn, the more ore we have. And then we see that it's coming from that source. And that's why the Chartumim were Chachomim. They had a lot of wisdom, but they didn't have the ability, but it wasn't Chochma Sheyesh Bo Deya. It wasn't the ability to discern. Because in the world of Chochma, you have things that are Tameh and Tohar together. And that's all part of wisdom. Right? Well, secular wisdom is not all Kadosh. So, but it's all part of Chachma. But it's not all part of Torah. That's why the Medrash says that if someone tells you, Yesh Chachma Bagoyim, Tamim. There's a lot of Chachma, a lot of wisdom. But Yesh Torah Bagoyim, as Shem Shmuel says, that there's Kedusha, that's a different story. That's a different story. So Chanukah is the Yontif where we focus in the ore of our lives. What more do we have to bring into our lives that are going to bring ore and to bring Deya? And Deya brings Havdalah. And to say, no, this is not everything is good. Not everything is proper. There are things that are not proper. This is Kodesh and this is Chol. And sometimes you have to go to an older person to say, I was confronted with this decision, place to take this job or to take that job, and are these both Kedusha, or are these both Tumah? Is this, you know, where's the Kodesh and where's the Chol? Where's the to be Mevaker? I'm going out with a girl and I have questions. Are these trivial things or is this something of a concern that we need to make a choice of code of, you know, sometimes it could be both good but not for you, you know, that doesn't mean that there got to be certain things, but to be able to have the Or HaTorah and the Koach HaHavdalah, and that's what Chanukah is about. It's the menorah, as the Tziv says, the menorah is the vehicle of Torah Shebaal Peh, and as Rav Shekel quoted the pasuk, "In Tehillim Or Ner Legaragli Dvarecha." Or the Sivasi. That we need or in our lives. It was every step in our lives to make proper choices, proper decisions, proper ideas of what's Tomei and what's Tohar. And a lot of times what people think is right and this is coming from outside world. It's coming from how people not part of the Torah world view certain ideals of how things are supposed to be done, and what's the role of men in the world, what's the role of women in the world, and how things all, you know, fit in. And we have to make sure, with utmost sensitivity, but to realize what is really, and the more you expose, as Rav Shachter wrote, the more you expose to Torah, the more you'll have that clarity of Levaker. Levaker, Lo yivakir be tov l'ra. What's tov, what's ra? Sometimes it can be both. It doesn't always have to be that one is tov and one is ra. It can be both are tov. Or one can be tov for me and not tov for you. But not everything. We don't believe, oh, everything is tohar and everything is kodesh. No. There's tumah and there's tara. There's kedusha and there's chol. Hamavdil be kodesh l'chol be or l'choshech. But to have that ability, you need Deya. You need Deya, Havdolah Minayim, the Yerushalmi says. And that's what Chanukah is all about. And everyone in their lives are always going to have some questions. Look, I mean, this Nakuda, of what's Kodesh and what's Chol, what's Tomei and what's Tor. And a person has to, and usually people are making the decisions, they're very young. Especially the most important decision you make in life is about marriage, is about this. And you're making this so lofty decision, and you're so young. That's why you have to sometimes have somebody who's older who can guide you. Is this an issue? Is this something I should be concerned about? Is this tummy? Is this tar? you know, what's what is it? And that's the that's the Yontif of Chanukah, bringing the light in our lives. And the Chartumim, they were men of great wisdom, because they couldn't even do it, because the point of the dream was one was Mikoach Chartumah, one was Mikoach Hatara, and they can't see that. They can see about wisdom, the different types of wisdom, but if it's a question of Tumah v'Hatara or v'Choshech, that they won't, because Chochma b'Goyim Tamim, but Torah b'Goyim Al Tamim. So Be'ez Hashem, we should continue learning through our lives Torah with, and as I said, Torah with clarity, and that should bring clarity in our lives. Ner l'gragli d'orecha v'or l'nesivos.